consider. Now, when you see that a devotee gets a position, don't become envious. Right? Rather, accept that Krishna has given him the position. Krishna saw him qualified, therefore Krishna gave him that position. And Krishna will give you positions like that. To some devotees, Krishna will make him even Brahma. What to speak of Indra? He'll give him the charge of the entire universe. But does a devotee want those positions? No. Na sarvabhoumam na cha naka prishtam. A devotee does not want the position of the entire sovereignty of the earth planet. Sarvabhoumatva. And naka prishtam means the position of Lord Brahma in Sataloka. Rather, what is the devotee's attitude? Kaivalya narakayate. The Kaivalya, Sajujya Mukti, liberation, to him appears to be like going to hell. The one who has received the merciful sidelong glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to him the position of liberation appears to be like going to hell. The position of Lord Brahma appears to be like the position of an insect. To him, Brahma's position becomes like the position of an insect. So that is the exalted position of a devotee. That is the, that's why it has been said, shalpo kori namaniho, dash hano nam, alpo bhagya dash nahi karen bhagavan. Don't ever think that this title das is an ordinary title. Unless and until one, or it, due to an insignificant good fortune, one doesn't become a servant of the Lord. Which means it is due to heaps of inconceivable good fortune that one gets the position to become a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the position of a devotee. Who is a devotee? The servant of the Lord. And that position is extremely exalted. And that position has become so easily available to us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we have got the opportunity to become a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This position is rare, even for the demigods. This position, especially to become a devotee of Krishna in Vrindavan,